Well, it's Warren Hayes Band on WVT, Pretzel Logic. You're listening to WVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg from the campus of Virginia Tech. Listener-supported, student-operated radio for the New River Valley and beyond. And this hour programming is brought to you by Crossway Productions. Crossway Productions events this year are the Floyd Wine Festival, September 15th and 16th, and Floyd Fest, July the 26th through the 29th. All events will be held at the Blue Cow Pavilion, located at milepost 170.5 on the Blue Ridge Parkway. More information is available by calling 888-823-3787 or visiting atwproductions.com. WVT would like to thank Crossway Productions for their continued support. Well, and these guys are going to be playing a dance tonight at the Floyd Country Store. Let's see, what time is that? Starting at 7:30. This is the White Top Mountain Band and Rake and Ramblin' Boy, WVT.
To prove to the world that I died for love. wind and 90. Oh, that the rain washed away. I've cried. Anyway, you never know the many ways I've tried.
Ray Charles, Count Basie Orchestra, Long and Winding Road on WVT. The American Red Cross will be holding many open blood drives in the New River Valley this month. To learn more, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit www.redcross.org. This is the latest from the Punch Brothers, Movement and Location, WVT.
unofficial radio station of NASCAR is WUVT-FM, Blacksburg, Christiansburg, Radford.
No Concern of Yours, the Punch Brothers on WUVT. The Punch Brothers are going to be one of the headliners at Floyd Fest this year. You can get all that information on Floyd Fest's website. Well, we are lucky to have a guest in the studio this morning, old-time friend of the show. Not that you're old.
Well, didn't mean that. I'm getting that way.
This is Mike Connor. Good morning, Mike.
Morning. How you doing, Pete?
Doing well. And Mike's been in here before many years in a row. We've had his band in here before, but talking about Fiddle Fest, and got sort of big news about Fiddle Fest. not happening this year.
Yeah, we're going to take the year off this year. There's a fair amount of new construction going on at Hollins that's going to interfere with our main concert stage area. And, you know, like a whole lot of events that rely on corporate sponsorship, we're one of those. And in the last two or three years, our traditional corporate sponsors have gotten less traditional, shall we say. And so we've had to back off of this year's festival, take a year off, and regroup for 2013. So,
but now you've got a lot of other projects coming up, some exciting music coming to the Roanoke Valley. Can you kind of hit us with the highlights?
Absolutely. We're doing not just the Roanoke Valley, but we're kind of spreading out a little bit. So I guess we would say we're covering the lower Shenandoah. How about that? The first thing we have coming up calendar-wise will be Thursday, July the 5th, and that'll actually be at the Rex Theater in Galax. We're presenting the Claire Lynch Band there, and that'll be about 7:30 on Thursday, July the 5th. Then we'll move on to August the 25th, and we'll be back at the Rex Theater at August 25th, and we'll be there with the Bluegrass All-Stars, which this is a conglomeration of players that are, you know, they move in and out of this particular setup. And this particular band would be Sierra Hull, Sammy Sheeler, Laurie Lewis, Missy Raines, Josh Williams. Yeah, it's pretty. That's a heck of a band.
Man.
Yeah, that's a heck of a band. And they'll be at the Rex Theater, and that'll be Saturday, August the 25th. So tickets are not yet on sale for that. Tickets are on sale for the Claire Lynch Band. And you can go to strummitworks.ticketleap.com, and that's Strummit, which is STRUMMIT, strummitworks.ticketleap.com, and you can buy tickets in advance there. Save yourself $5 from the door price.
Well, I know that most of our listeners know Claire Lynch, but for someone out there who might be new to the show, describe Claire's music. What would you say?
Claire is, you know, they place her in the bluegrass world, and you know she's been there and is comfortable there, because that's kind of the music that she does. But she's probably one of, if not the most sought after backup female vocalist in Nashville today, because she does so much work. You guys are probably familiar with the name Dolly Parton.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, she's done three or four bluegrass projects in the last, I don't know, 7 or 8 years. The backup singer for Dolly on all of those projects is Claire Lynch.
Wow, you've got to have a good voice to be able to back Dolly up.
That's exactly right. And she does tons of session work in Nashville. And you know, mainly as a backup singer, but of course she has her own identity too, and has had since probably back in the 70s with the Front Porch String Band, which was the first. Right. That was the first group she kind of broke out with, and they actually cut their first album. Here's some Roanoke history.
Right.
They cut their first album. Claire Lynch cut her first album in Roanoke at a place called Leather Records. And so that's where, even though she's an old Alabama girl that now lives, you know, not too far out of Tennessee or too far out of Nashville, that's
right.
She started her musical career, I guess you'd say, in Roanoke.
Well, Mike has been very kind to bring us a pair of tickets to give away for the Rex show. And we're going to be giving those away before 9 o'clock and talking about more projects Mike's got coming up in the area. But let's listen to a cut off of Claire Lynch's Moonlighter CD. Which one did you pick, Mike?
Let's go with number 6 there. We'll go with,
Pee Wee and Fern.
That's the one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is Claire Lynch off of Moonlighter, Pee Wee and Fern on WUVT. On WVT, and this hour programming is brought to you by Crossway Productions. Crossway Productions events this year are Floyd Wine Festival, September the 15th and the 16th, and Floyd Fest, July the 26th through the 29th. All events will be held at the Blue Cow Pavilion, located at milepost 170.5 on the Blue Ridge Parkway. More information is available by calling 888-823-3787 or visiting atwproductions.com. WVT would like to thank Across the Way Productions for their continued support. Be coming back and talking to Mike Connor a little bit more, but let's listen to one more from Claire Lynch. This is Wabash Cannonball on WVT.
Traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. While traveling through the jungle. jungle on the Wabash Cannonball.
Wow, that's nice. That's Claire Lynch off of Crowd Favorites and Wabash Cannonball on WVT. And Claire's got a show coming up at the Rex Theater in Galax on July the 5th. And Mike Connor, one of the people behind that show being in Galax, is here. Good morning again, Mike.
Hey, man. How we getting along?
doing well. We'll be giving away tickets, a pair of tickets to that Claire Lynch show before 9 o'clock. So listen up for that. And, Mike, you've got some events coming up called Strum It in the area. Explain what that is.
Well, about 5 years ago now, I started putting together what we call the Bass Strum It. And it's a workshop, it's a two-day workshop with upright and electric bass players. And it's an opportunity for you to spend some quality time in a classroom setting with some of the best players in the world as far as the bluegrass world is concerned. The first one we did was one of our star players, if you will, was Jason Moore, who plays, of course, with Mountain Heart. And we've done them with Jason, Tom Gray, who is absolutely a legend in the bluegrass world, Missy Raines, Barry Bales, and all of these guys have passed through there. This year, legendary players, Mike Bubb and Todd Phillips. We'll be doing the bass workshops. I'll be teaching a few as well, but these guys will be the main instructors. We're doing something a little bit different this year. We're doing it all in one place. We were kind of spread out before,
right?
But we're doing it all in one place. We'll be at the Holiday Inn Valley View, in addition to doing the bass strum it. We're going to again this year do what we call the ultimate guitar strum it. And the reason we call it the ultimate guitar strum it is because we have, in our opinion, what is the greatest living flat pick guitar player on earth as one of our instructors, which is Tony Rice.
Oh, man, I can't imagine learning guitar from Tony Rice.
It's pretty awesome, brother. It's pretty awesome. Tony will be there along with his brother Wyatt. This year, also Tim Stafford will be one of our guitar instructors, and the class leaders will be John Miller. John, of course, he and I have a long association. We've been in several bands together. John's a great player, great instructor, lives close by here in Christiansburg. And one of the other class leaders is Bull Harmon. And Bull Harmon and Bullseye is a very popular Midwest band. Bull's been a great player for a number of years. And he has a local connection as well. He has family. His last name is Harmon. He has lots of family in the Floyd County area. So he lives in St. Louis now, but his heart's back here in the Blue Ridge. So,
what's the dates of those strummets?
The guitar and bass strummet will be on November 3rd and 4th, and you have to pre-register for those. And you can do so by going to theultimateguitarstrummet.blogspot.com or thebassstrummet.blogspot.com. And Strum It is spelled with two M's. That's Strummit. As a matter of fact, if you probably just Google the word Strum It, that's going to come up at some point. If you go to Tony Rice's website, you'll see it there. If you go to Mike Bubb's website, you'll see it. Those are the kind of things that you'll see. And if you go to the Traveler's website, which is another outfit that I happen to be involved in, you'll find that there as well. So while we play some Tony Rice and just remind people just how great a guitar player he is.
Absolutely. Well, this is Tony Rice Unit off of Unit of Measure from a few years ago. This is Manzanita, First Variation, on WVT. Mm-hmm. It's Tony Rice Unit on WUVT. You're listening to WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg. And we have a guest in the studio this morning, Mike Connor. So, Mike, there is more stuff going on in connection with the Strummets. What's some of that extra activity?
Well, we got some extra stuff. If you don't happen to be a student of guitar or a student of bass, but you still want to hang out and kind of get to know these guys or get to see these guys, in between the classes on Friday and Saturday, on Saturday night we're going to do a an instructor's concert, which will feature, of course, Tim and Tony Rice and Tim Stafford and Tony Rice, Wyatt Rice, Todd Phillips, Mike Bubb, John Miller. All of these guys will be taking part, and that'll be an open to the public. You can buy tickets for that. And of course, you can go to, as I said earlier, strummetworks.ticketleap.com. Those tickets are on sale now. And then in addition to that, since we'll have Tim Stafford there, along with Tony Rice, of course, Tony Rice did an authorized biography here about 2 years ago now, called Still Inside, the Tony Rice Story.
Right.
And we're going to have a book signing. So if you already have your book, and it's not signed by Tony Rice, this is a great opportunity to get that done. And also to hear him talk a little bit about the process of how that book came to be. And, of course, hear Tim talk a little bit about the process, as Tim was one of the authors along with Caroline Wright, who we'd love to get up here, but she lives in Hawaii, so it's a little it's around the corner for her.
Kind of hard to load up the bus and drive on that one.
Yeah, the Pacific Ocean doesn't allow for that, I don't think.
Well, Tony has an incredible story. I mean, you're talking one of the bluegrass giants that came out of the 70s, and then all the issues. I'm sure he addresses his inability to sing. Or
he does indeed. He does indeed. And you mentioned that from the 70s, that cut that we were just listening to was from 1979, and we're going to kind of bring back some of that band with that show on the Saturday night, because Todd Phillips is one of our instructors, and Todd and Tony Rice have had a history that lasts goes way back into the 70s. So Todd, Tony, and Wyatt will make up. They're actually going to close out the show that evening, so it ought to be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's something you wouldn't want to miss, absolutely. And well, now, talking about promotion, I know you've been branching out and doing a lot of different events, and a very unique event for you is coming up in Buchanan in the fall.
Yeah, I got involved with a company called Backyard Green Films, and the way I got involved with that is the fellow that operates it. He's out in San Diego. He's actually my first cousin. and Rick Bowman is the fellow that operates this company, and for about the past 10 years he's been doing a documentary on the Hillsville Courthouse shootout in 1912, and you know, the Allen family and the courthouse clique that kind of didn't get along too good, and ended up, a lot of people died that day. And, you know, he grew up in Hillsville before he ended up out in San Diego, so he's heard that story all of his life, and he was just fascinated by it. And when he became a filmmaker, he wanted to do a film on that story. And 7 or 8 years ago, we were having a family dinner, and he said, "I'm going to call you one day to do the music for this film." And I said, "Okay." Cool. Well, last spring, the phone rang. And it was Rick, and he said, "I'm ready to for a soundtrack for this film." So myself and John Miller got together and created the soundtrack for the film, and then he decided he wanted to do a companion CD to the DVD. So we had 7 or 8 songs in the can that we were working on for a duet project, so that's also available as well. So I wish I'd have brought some with me. We could have played a little of it.
But,
nothing like a good old murder ballad, right?
Yeah, right, to ease you into your Saturday morning.
Yeah, there you go.
But now, so the Blue Ridge Film and Music Festival happening in Buchanan the 12th and the 13th. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be some live music involved with that, too.
There will be some live music there. We'll be doing films in the historic Buchanan Theater all day, starting about noon, going till about 7:30 each evening. And then we'll kind of transition over to live music in the theater from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. And we'll have some surprise guests there. There's some youth Galax winners that are going to show up there to open the show each night. A young group of folks from up around the Galax Hillsville area, a little trio, and they're getting pretty hot right now. We won't say who they are. We'll keep some things under wraps. And both nights the Travelers will be performing there. And and then on Saturday night, it'll be the Travelers along with one of the Society for the Preservation of Bluegrass Music in America, or SPGMA, as everybody calls it. One of the their most favored bands, Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road. So they'll be there. We'll be doing film. We'll be doing music. We'll be doing dinners each night in the what's called the Wilson Warehouse, which is right down on the James River.
Right.
It's an old 1839 warehouse that's been converted to a meeting space. Fincastle Winery will be there, so it'll be just film and revelry all day.
And if you've never been to the Buchanan Theater, it's a beautiful restored theater that very intimate setting. It's not a big theater at all.
No, about 200 seats. Right. Yeah. So if you're going to get tickets, you need to get them early.
Well, and how do they find out ticket information on that?
They can go right back to that same website. That's strumitworks.ticketleap.com. And you can buy tickets right there from the site.
Well, I tell you what, I've been enjoying talking with you, and our time is slipping away on us. So let's listen to a cut from Carolina Road, which is going to be playing at the Blue Ridge Film Festival in Buchanan on October the 13th. Now, let's see, who made this song famous the first time?
This is an old Reno and Smiley number for all of our WDBJ7 fans out there in Top of the Morning. They've heard this song a bunch.
Well, this is I Know You're Married, But I Love You Still, off of Carolina Road's Back to My Roots. And I was going to play one more Claire Lynch, but we've run out of time. So while we're listening to Carolina Road, let's give away a pair of tickets to see Claire Lynch, Claire Lynch Band, at the Rex Theater in Galax on July the 5th, another beautiful old theater. Give me a call right now at 231-9888, 231-WVT, and my first caller gets those tickets. This is Carolina Road on WVT. Well, congratulations to Nate from Christiansburg. He won two tickets to see Claire Lynch Band on July the 5th at the Rex Theater. Thanks to Mike Connor for coming in, and check out all that information on the internet. Mike's got a lot of interesting things coming up. Well, we're going to let Claire Lynch take us out with one more, and I'll see you guys next week. This is Claire Lynch off of Friends for a Lifetime. Lead me on WUVT.
To shine, fair as the moon, bright as the sun. Oh, I need you to lead me on, lead me on. When this cow's heart turns into stone, and the shadows are falling on my mind, hear my voice. I'm praying for your mercy one more time.